How's everybody doing?
Good.
Good. God is still good, isn't he?
Amen.
Yes, and we thank him for blessing us to wake up this morning to see a beautiful day. If you are visiting with us here at the Fifth Ward Church, you're truly our honored guest, and thank you for joining us this morning in our fellowship and worship to our great God. Our elders will acknowledge all of our visitors at the end of our worship service. If you're watching by way of television, hopefully we can say something. Hopefully you stay with us for a few moments. We can say something that may prick your heart, may touch your heart, that will cause you to want to know more about the Lord, to cause you to want to grow closer to God and concerned about your everlasting soul. May we pray with you this morning. If you call the number on your screen, we'd be glad to talk with you, to pray with you, to listen to you. God is good. But more than that, we love to see you visit us one day real, real soon. This is the day the Lord has made. And let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hopefully you had a good week this past week. If it wasn't, it's over. Today is the first day of the week. Yes, the Lord's Day. John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. There is a designated day that God has designed for his people to come together to worship and praise him. God don't require as out of folk. I don't know. God, he wants us to come together one day out of the week to just thank him and show gratitude and praise. And not only that, to fellowship with each other, to encourage one another. It's good to see you. Are you happy to see me?
Yes.
I'm happy to see you.
Yes,
happy to see you. I hope you said yes. Yes, yes. It's good, good, good. I mean, you know, last week wasn't so bad. Let it go. There's nothing you can do about yesterday. Oh, but there's a lot we could do about today. Yeah, our students, our kids, many of our youth are going to camp today. They're going to summer camp. Well, we need to pray for our kids and our chaperones that's going with them. Amen. Amen. Boy, I tell you, I'm going up there myself. Y'all pray for me. But I'm not going to do nothing but watch and smile and nod my head and eat up there. Yeah, but if you allow me this morning as we worship our great God, I've entitled my lesson this morning. I want to have some words, not just for the young, but may I focus more on the young this morning. The joys and perils of young life. The joys and perils of young life. Oh, to be young. Primarily, and I don't know what age you call young, but I'm going to focus on the teens, the young ones. I think ages 5 and up go to camp, or 6 and up go to camp, thereabouts, go to summer camp. But to all our young people, if you feel like you're young, There are some great joys to being young that you just can't replace, and those of us that have gotten older now, we can't go back and get some of them, although we may wish we could. There are some great joys, and you know, it's amazing how when you're young, you don't realize it. Till you start getting old and you start saying you get old. You can tell when you're getting old, you start wishing you was. So, man, I remember when I used to be able to, and I did. You remember that, some of us old? Yeah. Yeah, that's when you're getting old. Yeah, yeah. Oh, do you remember when you, and those of you, there was great joy, abundant energy, the energy of a young person. Oh, just you see these kids, they just can play all day long, just all day long. And God put that vigor in us. You know, we're not here forever. And that vigor, is. I remember reading in Job chapter 33, verse 25, when Job was going through all of his pains and his trials, and one of his friends came, and this is one of the verses that he said to him in Job 33:25, let his flesh become fresher than in youth. Let him return to the days of his youthful vigor. Because there's vigor you have as a young person. Lord, I mean, some of these kids, they make you tired watching them. You know, they, even in certain worship, say we have to teach them to be still. Some of them want to keep moving. And some of you that's older, you used to do the same thing. You just can't do it no more. You can't walk as, you don't walk as fast. You don't do things as fast. These kids, you tell them to go get something, and they get up, and some of these boys, you say, go get me something. They start running to get what you want. And you tell us some older to go get something, we'll send somebody to get it. Amen, somebody. I watched this summer, our summer enrichment program. The kids, they have classes, they exercise, and they listen, they eat, and they get up and play. Now, when can we play? When can we play? And they're getting ready to go to camp, and Brother Raj and Sister Portia, and those that are working with them, thank God for Brother Raj. Amen. Thank God for that youthful vigor. Yes, and it wasn't long ago that I remember I used to do the same thing, but I'm telling you what, I can't do it no more. And I mean, Raj be getting in there with him. I look at him sometimes, he be running with them and playing ball with them, and the kids just and that is beautiful. Yeah, I tell you what, and see, we as a church, we got to remember, not just because we getting old, these kids, you better give these kids something to do. Yeah, you know, and God put that youthful vigor in them to use it and to enjoy themselves. Oh, there's some great joys in being young. Yeah, I remember on Saturdays, my mother, dad, we get up, try to do our chores, and go outside, and I'm talking about go outside and stay all day long. You only can't, even when it on some Saturday, your mama got where she don't come back in this house. Don't come back in this, keep running back and forth in this house. And we stay outside, be playing ball in the morning, and he had a water faucet on the side of the house. He wouldn't even let us come inside to get water. Had a faucet out there, get some water out that faucet. Yeah, and we play and just be home before dark. Yeah, you hardly can't do that. I don't know if you can still do that with these kids now in the neighborhoods, but everybody, we knew everybody. And then you sleep, you play hard, you sleep hard too. But there's great youthful vigor. And one thing about young, our youth though, is young people, take advantage of your youth. Take advantage of your youngness. And I hope you hear these words. Even there are many instances in the Bible that, see, start training right now. Amen. Training your whatever skill, your bodies, your minds, the earlier you start training, the better advantage you have in life. Let me read a couple of passages to give you a little example. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 33, 1 Samuel 17, 33, then Saul said to David, you know who this David is? This is David. You know who fought Goliath? He said to David, Saul, the king Saul, you're not able to go against this Philistine to fight. That's what he told David with him, for you are but a youth, while he has been a warrior from his youth. Now, this is David, had to be a young lad. No chance that he could beat Goliath. He was young. But he recognized also that Goliath had been training since he was young. Goliath is older, but there is great advantage. Listen to Psalms chapter 71. Verse 17, Psalm 71, 17. Oh God, you have taught me from my youth. This is David. You've taught me from my youth, and I still declare your wondrous deeds. There's so many child prodigies, we call them. And we call them prodigies because they achieved these great achievements while they are young. Young. Tiger Woods started holding a golf club when he was 2 years old, and of course, he broken all kinds of records, and other young ones who started when they were so young. And I would say this even to us as parents. Listen, sometimes we say, well, let those kids be kids. Yeah, let the kids be kids, but let's train them while they are young. There is great advantage to starting. Let us train, teach them to learn Bible verses while they got a clear mind. Amen, somebody. Bible verses I learned in Bible class years ago, they are stuck in my mind. And some of us as older, we start trying to learn scriptures and it take us 2 weeks to learn one verse. Amen, somebody. Yeah, that's great advantage, and so as we teach them and so many skills. You see, you can make life, and see these advantages. Notice this: these advantages you only get once, and if you abuse them, you just make it. I'm not saying we can't achieve things after we get to be adults, but it's so much harder. The Bible tells us to train up a child. In the way, it's some work, but there is great advantage to sitting boys and sitting girls down and making them do things that they don't necessarily want to do. To train their bodies, and you know, you have to train a child. You have to train a child to sit in worship service. Some of us as adults can't sit for an hour because nobody made us sit when we were young. Yeah, and there are great advantages to training. And I just hope that we be a church, we be a people, we be parents that do not shy from discipline and training our kids. And you young people, you do not resist being in structure where you have to concentrate and when you have to work hard and when you have to sweat. Because you're training your bodies and you're training your minds and you're making it easier on you when you get old. Yes, 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 yes. And see, notice this. You know, there's another advantage because, see, people often overestimate youth. Underestimate youth. Underestimate youth and many times to their peril. And you also have an advantage when you are young because you catch people off guard. They don't think you can do some of the things that you can do. There are many young individuals. Listen to 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse number 42. That was Goliath's biggest mistake, underestimating David. When the Philistines looked and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and a handsome appearance. When Goliath looked at David, look at this little chump. He can't, no way he can whoop me. No way he can do. And some of you already have experienced yourself. Even in your sports and some of the things people look at, says, no way she can do that. She's too young. No way he can do that. He's too young. Look at babyface Steph Curry. Plays for the Golden State Warriors. He looked like a kid, but he will light you up. Amen. Amen. And sometimes in that condition of being young, people underestimate us. And it just gives us an advantage to take advantage of this. Not that we're trying to abuse anybody, but you're using what God has given you because you're young. Yes, yes. And I remember the Apostle Paul when he wrote to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. He says, let no one look down on your youthfulness. Yes, you're young. I love to call on you little young boys to pray. Young boys to pray and lead singing. And I hope this church, we never get to the point where you need to sit these boys. We need to train these boys. And these young ladies and give them opportunities to use their gifts and their talents because when they are confident when they're young, they'll use them when they're old. And some of us, we wait too long to try to push them. Well, I don't want to push him. It's not going to hurt him. Yeah, teach that boy how to get, if he can stand up, if he's tall enough and the lawnmower don't go over his head, he can try to push it. Amen, somebody. Training hard work is not going to hurt a young boy. They will let you know what they can and cannot do. And let's be ones to train them. And let's don't despise in young people. You know, when you have confidence that you can do something, don't let anybody discourage you. When you're confident that you can do what you can do. And Paul told Timothy, don't let people despise your youthfulness. See, but when you can take care of business and when you know what you know, folk will respect you. Amen, somebody. Yes. And let me give you another joy of being young is you need to enjoy your dependent living. Amen. Yeah. See, and I know some of you young, you understand me now. Some of you that's real young, you don't know what I'm talking about. But you will understand it better by and by if you keep on living. You better enjoy. I didn't mean, Booker, you mean independent? No, I mean you enjoy your dependent living. Yeah, enjoy that you have no bills right now. Amen. Amen. Some of you don't know what a bill is right now. Enjoy that you just, all you do is get up in the morning and mama say, come in here and eat. And you sit at the table and there's something to eat. And you didn't have to buy it. You didn't have to pay anything for it. You just sit there and eat. Enjoy that you can just put on some clothes. Enjoy that you have tennis shoes. And you have, some of you have your own room. Raise your hand if you're a young person and you have your own room you sleep in. Your own room. Raise your hand up. Raise your hand up if you have your own room. Hey, you better say praise the Lord. They don't realize, do they, Brother Ray? Your own room? Listen, let me just tell you my story. There were four boys in our family. Four boys. All of us slept in the same room. Amen. Some of you had more than that and slept in the same room. I know you did. All of us slept in the same room. Well, how long, Brother Gary? A long time. Amen. I'm telling you, till I was in high school. Yes, we did. We had. How did you do that? We had bunk beds. Bunk bed there, bunk bed there. And you know, I'm trying to see, did I sleep on them? Wherever they was, my brothers made me sleep. I came, but we slept in bunk beds. Yeah, sure did. Yeah. But you better enjoy. Enjoy the gifts that your mom and dad give to you. You young ladies, you girls, you better enjoy those birthday parties. Amen, somebody. Yeah, enjoy. Listen to Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask him? And God, we as parents, we love our children and we love doing things for you. We do. We want to make you happy. We want to make it. Our job as a parent is to raise you and to provide for you. That's our job. You know why? We're doing it for you because when you get grown, your own children, you need to do it for them. You need to treat your children right, but while you there, we you enjoy it, and every now and then you need to say thank you, mama, thank you, daddy. You know that, don't do you understand that? You need to say that a whole lot. Let me give you a little secret of being young. So you get more when you're more grateful. I'm not trying to tell you to trick your parents. But it's just not, when you tell my mama, thank you so much. These grits are so good. Some of you don't eat grits. You tell you, mama, I love it. I love it when you cook this. Thank you so much, mama. Thank you, daddy. Thank you, daddy. Go, I tell you, surprise your daddy. Go to your daddy. Say, daddy, you know what? I thank you that you are a working man. That you provide for our family. And you work hard for us. Memorize that, young people. Yeah. There's some great joys to being young. Yeah. Because once you get older, yeah, see, you're not supposed to act like you receiving everything. That's another lesson for another time. So many great joys. Being able to sleep but I gotta warn you of some perils of being young. There are even many more joys. I can recall some wonderful memories we had as kids, but there are some perils that you gotta be aware of. One is, I'm gonna use the word naivety. Being naive. It's actually a word that means lacking experience or lacking maturity, or maybe a better description would be lacking the ability to discern between making wise, discerning good and evil. To being able to discern danger. And see, that's one of the perils of being young. It's nothing against you. It's not to say that you're not smart, but you just don't have the experience. You can read books and some things, you have a lot of book knowledge, but some things take age and experience and watching and seeing. That's why God has designed this world in a way that we all are to be under training when we come into this world. And that's an awesome responsibility on parents. And sometimes we don't live up to, sometimes we don't do it right. But you got to understand, when you're young, there's a lot you just don't know. And sometimes only time can teach you. Sometimes, because somebody gives you some candy, don't mean they mean you well. Yeah, you just got so many things, and I wish I could. We wish we could protect you from all of the evils in this world, but there's some folk that will do anything to you, and they'll take advantage of your youthfulness because you are young and you just don't know. You know, I know school is getting ready to start in a couple of weeks or so. And I don't know, I keep coming on the news, these teachers taking advantage of these kids. And I know we don't have any of them in here, but I got to say this while you're a young person. See, adults, you can't trust everybody. Yeah. The Proverbs writer wrote in Proverbs 7:7, "And I saw among the naive," New American Standard Translation, "the naive, and discerned among the youths a young man lacking sense." So scripture says he just didn't have no. And I see it, you know, being a youth minister for years and just in the church, sometimes you see kids and they do things and they say things, and sometimes you overhear conversations, and in your mind you say, "Lord, have mercy. She don't have a clue." Young ladies, first of all, to the young ladies. See, you don't understand. See, I know you, especially our young ladies get a certain age, it just seems like all they think about is boys. Just boy crazy. Just boy. He cute. Now he cute. Ooh, he cute. Be careful. Just be, you got to learn how to control your emotions. Why, Brother Gary? Because you naive. And see, boys think different than girls. How you know, Brother Gary? I'm a boy. I used to be a boy. And that's just the truth. Boys, see, a lot of times you think because a boy smile at you and say hi to you and touch your hand, you think, "Oh, he like me." Not necessarily. He might not like you at all. Now he might want something. I can't spell it out like I want to. Listen. He might touch you. He might write a note to you. He might, but he wants something. You realize that? And you just so nice. He like me, girl. He likes me. Please be careful. Don't fall. If you 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. If you just take it slow. Take it slow. Take it slow. You 13, 14, you don't need a baby at that age. Can I just say it plainly? You don't need a baby. You can't take it. Listen, I know people have made mistakes. I know what has happened. I know, but you don't need one. Do you? I'm buying that. Young boys. I love it. You know, I'm gonna tell you something about boys though. See, boys love to play. They high energy. Let these boys play. Let them burn that energy up. You give them something to do. Yes, I believe in discipline. We gotta train them. But and some of us are more athletic. You don't have to be an athlete, but if you're not an athlete, you still need to be doing something with your time. When the proverb writer wrote this, I saw the naive. See, one of our biggest, as we get old, and I'm not talking about the little, as we get older, boy, your hormones just go crazy. They go crazy. But you can't let them go wild. Amen? Yeah, amen. Because some of these more mature young ladies, sometimes they're older, sometimes whoever they might be, they will take advantage of you. Lord have mercy. And the naive are the ones who get it. Those who walk, they see the fire. And they see it's bright. And they know it's dangerous. But they keep on walking. Because they say, you know what, I can handle it. You can't handle it. You don't have experience to handle it. And so I say, just for warning, yet they're naive, stay busy. That's why we need to stay in training. That's why we need to. See, there are only some. Some things are natural. God, we have natural desires that's in us, and they are designed to be used at the proper time in the proper place. And so we're not trying to put you fire. We're not trying to say, listen, boys, never talk to girls. We know that's not going to happen anyway. And nowadays, I think we might probably need to create some safer environments that boys can talk to girls. Amen, somebody. Because we sure don't need you talking to a boy the way you're supposed to be talking to a girl. Amen, somebody. Or vice versa. Amen, amen, amen. That's another lesson for another time. There's some perils to being young. The world has made wrong right and right wrong. And I wish I could apologize for some stuff you have to deal with. Some of the stuff you see, I wish we could. It's difficult even for the preacher. See, even when I'm preaching on, they trying to ban sermons from the internet. They trying to you don't hear enough right to know what right is. Amen, somebody. And they punish the speaker for trying to speak what's right. What's right in God's eyesight. Amen. I know the Constitution and the government, even from the White House down, has put rules in place, but you need to know what God's word says. Amen. Now, we love everybody. And do you not go around hating anybody? We love it, but we want to teach what's right. Amen. 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 And so being naive, sometimes being naive is good because you're not exposed to some things. But boy, it's so dangerous. Stay under the tutelage of your parents. Stay under their advice as long as you possibly can, because they are trying to steer you in the right. Although it seems like it's hard, they're trying to steer you and they're trying to keep you out of danger as long as they can. Lord have mercy. There are other perils of being young, and destructive relationships, choosing who your circle, who choosing your companions, is a peril of young life. I wish I could give you the list of all of my classmates that I went to school with. And now, as I get older, I think back on. I remember so many circumstances when I was in high school, even middle school, of decisions. Some of my classmates and how they were and things that they did, and I remember also weighing it against what my parents would taught me was right and what I was supposed to do. And sometimes some of my friends tried to influence me to do things I knew were against my training. I knew they were against it, and some of it I must admit that I felt I did. A lot of it I tried not to do, and I think of the plight of many of my friends. What do you mean, Brother Gary? I think of where they are now, what many of them have fallen to, and I cannot tell you how much. I thank my parents for keeping me, helping to keep me out of so much danger I would have gotten in had I rebelled against them. And some of it is just that. Some of the danger, some of the situations that's going to, you would be just where my friends were if you didn't listen to your parents. And that's, and in many cases, that's your only protection. Why? Because you don't have the sense yourself to make the right decision. What do you mean, Brother Gary? See, your experience, see, you think when you invite, especially after you get 15, 16, you think when somebody invites you to a party, you think you should be able to go, well, I ought to be able to go to the parties. You think you ought to be able to go everywhere. You want to do everything everybody else doing. Somebody need to hold you back. And I'm not saying I didn't go to every place, but there are a lot of things that I just couldn't do. And I thank God. See, destruct. You do not. There are some habits you pick up when you're young. I want to say, raise your hand. Don't raise your hand, but if you're a young person and you've never ever smoked anything. Don't raise your hand. You never smoked anything. Don't start. Why, Brother Gary? You know why yourself. Before, if you 14, 15, you don't need to be smart. Listen, you don't need to smoke cigarettes. Amen, grown folks. I don't care if you're smoking in here right now. If you smoking right now, you stand up and tell, look, do not, they have commercials that come on. You seen the commercials on the cigarette packs. This will kill you. Basically is what they saying. But you know, but once you start, it's so hard. If you never ever smoked anything, leave it alone. Just stop. Oh, but again, I'm curious. Well, y'all, you tried it. Age old excuse. That's lame. That's weak. You Okay, won't you get some lighter fluid and drink that? And a destructive relationship. The Bible says evil communication corrupts. That's just the truth. See, because a destructive relationship. See, this is what happens. Boy, destructive relationship. Young man. See, some of you would never steal anything till you got with the wrong person. I know some of our Christians have been here. You grow up in the church. You know not to steal nothing, right? So the only way you're going to steal something is if you're in a situation where you're in a car with somebody, you ride with somebody, you're in the store with somebody, and they laughing and sneaking, saying, I'm going to take this. And you want to be with them and hang with them, so you take. That's a destructive relationship. Anytime you're with somebody who is influencing you to do something wrong, that's a destructive relationship. And don't talk about somebody that you call you. You're getting a little bit old. You call a quote unquote boyfriend, girlfriend. And so choose slowly. Choose wisely who you're going to allow to influence you, to help make decisions. Oh my goodness. Get some. Take your time. Young ladies, if you see a young man don't look like he going nowhere, I don't care how much he make you laugh, don't give him a dime. Don't give him your number. Oh, but Gary, he's so funny. Funny don't do nothing for you. But he's fine. He gonna have a big beer belly when he about 10, 15 more years. I gotta stop. See, some things, let me just say this, I need to close. Never underestimate your youth power, your young power. It's a powerful thing. It's a powerful thing when a young, when people even older see a young, disciplined, dedicated, male or female. It speaks. When you are young and you capture the importance of being focused. You think you can't, you think you don't have some power? In 2 Chronicles chapter 34, Josiah was 8 years old when he became king. Verse 1. He reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. He's eight. He did right in the sight of the Lord. He walked in the ways of his father David and did not turn aside to the right or the left. For in the 8th year of his reign, while he was still a youth, he began to seek the God of his father. Notice, young people. Now notice, your mothers bring you to church. Your dads bring you to church. But Josiah decided to seek. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be. And Josiah chose not to just sit in church, he just chose to learn about God. And I'm telling you, when you learn about God, David said it himself. He says, I still am impressed of your wondrous ways and your wondrous deeds. Notice this, and he says, and in the 12th year, he was 8 when he was king, in his 12th year, when he became 20 years old, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem of the high places, the Asherim, the carved images, and the molten images. He began to purge them of all of these images, all these things that were against God's will. Josiah, he sought God when he was 8. He trained. He gained the respect. He gained the honor of all the people he was leading, and then he made a decision to clean the house, even at a young age. And the brother read in your hearing, Brother David read in your hearing, verse 33, listen, Josiah removed all the abominations from all the lands belonging to the sons of Israel and made all who were present in Israel to serve the Lord their God throughout his lifetime. And they did not turn from following the Lord God of their fathers. Young Josiah had the influence to lead a whole nation. And notice, they follow. And he influenced them. And just, that's kind of like, especially you young men, you have the ability to lead your whole family. You can lead your whole family, and that your whole family will be blessed and go to heaven to be with God in peace because you are leading them. But you also have the ability to lead them straight to hell. Amen. So many are making that choice, not just young men, young ladies. And at a young age, you need to decide right now who you're going to follow, who's going to lead you. And I hope that that would be the God that we serve in heaven, who is so good to us. And you use your youth right now and train your mind and train your body to be disciplined for God. It's going to make your life pleasurable when you get grown. It's going to make your health better, your mind better, your sleep better, your blessings better in the Lord. Anybody here need to come to Jesus? What a great day to be baptized into Jesus Christ. You come by faith, believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. If you are willing to repent of your sins, to confess Christ and be baptized in water, God will add you to the body of Christ. And if you live faithful unto death all your life, he'll give us a crown. A crown that will never, ever fade away. Anybody need to come to Jesus? Anyone need to get something right? Anyone who need prayers? Won't you come right now as we stand and
sing? When the Savior calls, I will answer. When he calls for me, I will hear him. When the Savior